Early this month, the International Criminal Court issued arrest warrants against the Taliban leadership in Afghanistan. It's the first time the ICC issues these warrants on the basis of gender persecution and sexual minorities. Some of the human rights violations against women in the Middle Eastern country are education bans after the age of 12, women not allowed to work or to be a part of public life. The wise Eduardo Jordan started asking a lecturer in criminology at Curtin University, Dr. Yvonne Breitweiser Faria, for her thoughts on the ICC actions.
So the ICC issued those arrest warrants on the 8th of July, so earlier this month. And look, this is obviously a significant step towards justice and ensuring accountability. So I was obviously very happy when the news broke. However, I do anticipate that there may have been a bit of surprise by the general public as the situation in Afghanistan seems to have dropped out of mainstream media a little bit.
So why is this action from the International Criminal Court so important for gender persecution?
So the ICC, in relation to these arrest warrants, is relying on Article 7, subparagraph 1H of the Rome Statute, which focuses on the widespread or systematic attack directed against any civilian population with knowledge of the attack. So here would be in relation to persecution against any identifiable group or collectivity on either political, racial, national, ethnic, cultural, religious, or gender or other grounds that are universally recognized as impermissible under international law. So it's important to keep in mind here that persecution is defined here as the intentional and severe deprivation of fundamental rights contrary to international law by reason of the identity of the group of collectivity. And here in our specific case, the arrest warrants and the prosecution's application are so important because this is the first time that this specific article has been invoked on the basis of gender. But it's also important to note that the Taliban are not just targeting women and girls, they're also targeting people who are perceived as allies of girls and women, but they're also targeting LGBTQIA plus people. And this is the first time that an international tribunal or court has actually confirmed crimes against humanity against LGBTQIA plus victims.
Now, for our listeners who are unfamiliar with the topic, what are some of the human rights violations or crimes against humanity the Taliban are breaching in Afghanistan?
Yes, so there have been many reports on the imposition of strict rules and prohibition on the Afghan population as a whole since the Taliban seized power on the 15th of August, 2021, so almost 4 years ago now. So since the Taliban regained power, they've gradually been eroding the rights of women and girls, to the point where now it seems as if they're basically being erased from public life. So to give you a few examples, women and girls must be accompanied by a man at all times when they're outside the home. In practice, this then means that professional women need a man to accompany them to work. So imagine a qualified doctor or surgeon, for example, only being able to practice if their father or husband can take them to work, spend their entire shift with them, only to then also have to take them back home. It's not sustainable. So it's seen a lot of women having to give up their professions, their jobs. In addition to that, women are also banned to work in specific fields. So for example, in the justice system. In addition to that, girls over the age of 12 are not allowed to attend school.
Okay, interesting. Now, you mentioned as well in the article from the conversation that these warrants should not just be symbolic. What does it need to happen so the warrants are executed?
So the ICC itself, so the International Criminal Court itself, does not have an executive branch. So that means it doesn't have, let's say, a police force that can go out and execute these warrants. It therefore relies on the cooperation of states, so primarily of the states who are members to the Rome Statute and therefore members to the ICC, to execute and surrender those accused. In practice, that then means that if and when those accused and subject to those arrest warrants, including the Supreme Leader, travel to a member state of the Rome Statute, that these have the obligation to arrest him and surrender him to the ICC. However, this is something that the ICC has been struggling with historically.
The Afghan community in Australia is growing and it's hoping for a better Afghanistan. Will these warrants bring hope to the Afghan community and to women and girls in Afghanistan, do you think?
Well, I think we're all hoping for a better Afghanistan for everyone involved. But I do have to note, I'm not in the position to speak on behalf of the poor women and girls in Afghanistan or those who have been exiled or those who have chosen to live abroad. But I do think that at the very least, the arrest warrants are a hopeful step towards accountability for the Taliban and justice for the women and girls in Afghanistan. And justice can take many forms, including the prosecutions of those responsible for crimes against humanity in The Hague, or through the establishment of an independent international judicial committee.
Dr. Yvonne Breitweiser-Freier from Curtin University there, speaking with the Wise Eduardo Jordan.